Welcome to Talks from the Bible. Draw nigh to God, and He will draw nigh to you, James 4:8. One of the qualities that one must possess in drawing nearer to God is humility. We must have an awareness that we need God, and we must approach Him with a deep sense of our need. We must know that we are insufficient to supply for ourselves the need of the human soul. Man is created with a desire to worship that which is greater than himself. This desire is sought in many earthly pursuits, but never finds the satisfaction that is desired. We see in the life of Moses that he esteemed the reproach of Christ greater riches than the treasures in Egypt, for he had respect unto the recompense of the reward, Hebrews 11:26. There is in every soul a respect unto the recompense of the reward. We are all looking for contentment and peace. We all desire happiness in this life. We want to feel that life is really worth living. But the goal that so many seem to have is never met. This is because that man is born above the basic instincts of this world. In the beginning, God said, "Let us make man in our image," Genesis 1:26. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him. Male and female created he them, Genesis 1:27. Whether everyone accepts this truth or not does not change the truth of creation. Man seeks something beyond himself because he is the creation of God. We see in Scripture and in this present world, that idol worship became an important pursuit in the life of humanity. Man sought a power that was beyond himself while refusing to acknowledge God and changed the glory of the incorruptible God into an image made like to corruptible man and to birds and four-footed beast and creeping things, Romans 1:23. Humility sees the greatness and the goodness of God above all things. Humble yourselves in the sight of God, and He shall lift you up, James 4:10. The church in Thessalonica was said to have turned to God from idols to serve the living and true God, 1 Thessalonians 1:9. An idol, whether that idol be pleasure, money, or success, can never satisfy the longing of the human spirit. Only those near to God will come to know the peace that is desired. I have seen His ways and will heal him. I will lead him also and restore comforts unto him and to his mourners. I create the fruit of his lips, peace, peace to him that is far off and to him that is near, saith the Lord, and I will heal him. But the wicked are like the troubled sea when it cannot rest, whose waters cast up mire and dirt. There is no peace, saith my God, to the wicked. Isaiah 57:18-21. Talks from the Bible are brought to you by the Church of Christ in South Commerce Street in Somerville, Georgia.